This is Son of Thunder, a Star Trek reboot Thor crossover fic, written by Catree and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated G. The pairing is Kirk McCoy, and it was written for Aiming Eyes. So, Jim isn't sure what else to say. You're my dad.
Indeed.
Thor's voice booms. The Asgardian looks barely older than Jim himself, which doesn't help the weirdness of it all.
I am pleased to see you are well and grown, James Tiberius Kirk.
His blue eyes soften.
I regret I was unable to be with you, as I should have been.
Yeah, right. Jim tries to make his reply come out, not sarcastic. He thinks he even succeeds. Despite all that, however, bitterness swells up in his stomach like a palpable thing. How his mother didn't have to be lost to her grief for a husband who wasn't dead. How she didn't have to marry a man to take care of her kids while she was off-planet. A man who fucking hated kids. How Jim himself might have dodged so many events, or at least didn't have to be constantly compared to an unattainable ideal.
Right. Got it. I see. I fear you do not, my son.
Thor gingerly places one hand on Jim's shoulder. The weight of it is heavy and warm.
It was for your own safety. I thought Heimdall would be able to restore me to your mother, but I was wrong.
He glances at the ruin of the Bifrost in the distance, then turns away so that Jim cannot see his face.
I could still watch, you know. My Winona, and Sam, and you. Frank.
Even after all these years, the name leaves a bad taste in Jim's mouth.
Were he not dead already, I would end him now, and 1,000 times over for the pain he has caused you.
Thor turns back to him, and Jim is still, because he actually does not doubt that the Asgardian means what he says.
I cannot take back the years that have passed, but I would offer you such amends as I may.
He puts his giant arm around Jim again, gesturing at the magnificence before them. The floating halls of gold, the verdant plains with their herds of livestock, and the giant horses the Asgardians ride.
You are my true-born son, Jim. This makes you Prince of Asgard in your turn. Claim your birthright.
He said what? Bones looks dumbfounded and not a little angry.
You've got to be kidding me.
Despite himself, Jim laughs.
Bones, seriously, man, can I make this shit up?
He runs his fingers through his hair anxiously.
My dad's alive, he's a Norse god, and he wants me to come live with him.
He sits down on the edge of their bed, because somehow saying out loud makes it worse.
Hell, he asked me to go hunting with him and Volstagg and Fandral tomorrow. You too. He wants to meet his new near son, he said. His near son,
Bones echoes, sitting down next to him.
That sounds wrong. I don't care if he's an alien or a god or...
My dad, Jim supplies. And they are both quiet for a moment.
What are you gonna do, Jim?
Bones asks quietly.
I mean, you could...
He laughs.
Prince Jim. Yeah, Bones, could you not say it like that? Like it's a euphemism or a piercing in a really awkward place?
Jim clarifies. He plops onto his back, staring at the ceiling of their quarters like it will tell him something helpful.
You know, my favorite part of this whole thing is how apparently Dad has a thing for human astrophysicists.
Well, don't tell Lieutenant Boma that. I understand she's still on the rebound. Sorry, force of habit. Bones apologizes.
I really don't know what else to say, Jim. I'm sorry.
Jim shrugs. Nothing much to say, Bones. He gives his husband a rueful smile.
thanks but no thanks is about the best I can do. Oh, what, like I was seriously going to give up the Enterprise for Asgard? He kind of wants to laugh at the dawning relief on the doctor's face, but he just buries his face into the man's neck when he's pulled into a close embrace. It's like you don't know me at all. Idiot, Bones mutters against his skin. I guess I thought I was going to lose you to them. You're the idiot, Bones, Jim says. Like that's going to happen. He pulls back with an impish grin. Sam would love it, though. And Sam Kirk did love Asgard once he came to visit, and he and Volstagg got along splendidly, and Thor was delighted with both of his sons. But Jim was the only one who knew how to outwit Loki that time with the... Well, that's a story for another time, isn't it? The end.